Hello and welcome. I'm Tammy Braswell, and this is the first audio of the Love Yourself the Way You Are Body Love and Appreciation Process, which is intended to assist you in raising your vibration, consciousness, and awareness to create greater expansion, growth, and connection to who you really are. When listening, it is best you are in a quiet location where you are able to relax and close your eyes. With your eyes closed, you are able to enter the alpha level, where you are in your subconscious mind and bypassing your conscious mind so that the information can be consumed in ways that are for your highest and best good. Please do not listen to this audio while driving or operating anything you need to have your full attention on. We will begin by taking a few deep breaths that will allow you to open yourself to being receptive to the higher vibrational energy and information you are receiving. So go ahead and take a few deep breaths right now. While you listen to this, you will be in my high vibrational energy and it will continue for several days beyond. So allow yourself to receive that energy because it is your natural state and your energy loves coming up here. Also, it is important to stay well hydrated during the next several days to assist with the shifts in assimilation that you will be experiencing. In the audios for this process, we will be creating a relationship with your body where you are able to connect with it so that the subtle changes and messages it is sharing with you can be received and you can consciously choose to make shifts that will honor it and allow it to move into its natural state of health, wholeness, and well-being. Your body is the one thing that you will carry with you throughout your entire lifetime, and the way you treat it is an indicator as to how much you are loving yourself. When you move into the expanded space of forming a relationship with it, one that feels good, what you desire to put into it and on it will change. You will look at it differently, and all that it does for you in love will be more evident to you. It was created to be in a natural state of wholeness and well-being, but we end up falling into patterns of allowing the heaviness of the outside world to weigh it down. We take it for granted and are rough on it, pushing it at times we know we really could be gentler and take more time to rest, eat healthier, and love it more. Your body is communicating with you all the time, letting you know when it is out of balance with its natural state or in balance with it. When it is in balance, you feel good, vibrant, have heightened energy levels, and everything is working as it is meant to, allowing you to live your life in enjoyable, healthy ways. When it is out of balance, you feel tired, drained, have a lack of energy, may get sick often, have chronic aches, pains, and ailments. There is dis-ease in the body when it is really working to return you to a state of ease. All of your organs, especially your liver, are constantly working not only to maintain their natural state of health and wholeness, but then also to sort through all that is being put into your body by the way of the things you eat, how much rest you get, and the environment you are in. That is a lot for it to be doing all the time to keep you in balance. When you are out of balance, that means there is an overload of additional toxins that have gone beyond what it can easily handle and are challenging to keep up with. That is why detoxing physically and energetically is so important. When you treat your body with love, it will love you back by being vibrant, healthy, flexible, and feeling good. In this type of relationship, you are able to release excess weight you have been wanting to let go of, sleep better, and be more rested. Naturally adjust your eating habits to foods that offer greater nutrition and are good for you, and more. All because you are in a relationship of honoring and loving your body. I invite you to think of your body as its own person. It is easier to have a relationship with someone or something when you give it its own persona. You could even name it if you would like to, so that you can speak to it as its own consciousness that it is. And even though you and your body are one, it still has its own form of consciousness that you can communicate with and build a relationship with that is healthy and mutually respectful and loving. Think for a moment if your body was another person. How have you been treating that person? Have you been loving, nurturing, understanding, and honoring them? Or have you not been paying much attention to them, expecting them to do their job and do it well without a lot of help or assistance from you? These are questions to think about as we move into the next audio, where we will get into the exercise itself, and you will be connecting with your body in a way that you probably never have before, and you're going to open yourself to receiving the messages it has for you with greater clarity. You will be loving and supporting it just as much as it has been doing so for you for your entire life and will continue to do for you. Also, I would recommend having a writing utensil and paper handy so that when you are finished, you can journal your experience to remember and refer back to it. You can even record your experience if you have an app to do so on your phone. Sometimes that is easier and quicker, and you can listen to it again as desired. As a quick note, offering a disclaimer, this material is copywritten and is for entertainment purposes. No promises or guarantees are being made to the success of using it or to any specific results. Now it's time to go on to the second audio and the exercise itself.